Oh Christmas Tree. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Sometimes the fun of putting up a Christmas tree can bring on some unexpected situations. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
We used to have a lot of 10, 11 footers, and we had customers that would come out, and they would, let's tackle that thing. And then the following year, they'd come out and say, we're going to look a little smaller this year.
That's Jeff Holt, co-owner of the Christmas Tree Farm in Virginia, where I get my tree. Let's go down there now and hear some more stories.
We have been coming out and cutting down Christmas trees for as long as I can remember with my family, and it's always been a tradition.
Meet David and Rachel. They've kept the tradition even though they did have one little incident.
Yes, one year we cut down a Christmas tree, and my mom and I put up the tree. And a couple days later, we started seeing little bugs in the house, and it turned out that the tree was just filled with little egg sackets.
There was food of some sort in there, and it hatched.
In the house, and there were bugs everywhere. That was the bad experience, or the weird experience.
So here's the lesson. Always check out your tree and look for egg sacs before you put it in the house.
Good idea. Next, here's a disaster story about getting the tree back home from Pat.
The time we forgot that we had it on top of the car and tried to pull into the garage with it. Kawam.
Wasn't funny at the time, though. Of course, almost everybody at one time or other has faced this situation, as Charlie Brown did. And tree farmer Jeff Holt says that happens a lot in real life.
You know, it's amazing. You can take a Charlie Brown tree. Tree with hardly anything on it. By the time you get it decorated, they all look alike, just about. It's what you put in the tree.
Or as Linus said of that Charlie Brown tree,
maybe it just needs a little love.
And that can just about erase any memories of those little Christmas tree disasters. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And to find a Christmas tree near you this holiday season, visit www.picktnproducts.org. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.